Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, yesterday at the Yall home of missing woman Tina Satchwell, Gardaí discovered skeletal remains behind a wall under the stairs. Tina Satchwell has been missing since March of 2017, and while Gardaí await DNA results to identify the remains, a man has been arrested on suspicion of murder. With the very latest, I'm joined now by Ralph Regal, Irish Independent Southern correspondent. Ralph, thanks for joining us again on this. And I see you're writing this morning that the remains were found in a bricked up area underneath a stairwell. Was that inside the house?
Yes, it was, Claire. Gardaí were excavating a concrete floor and a walled-in area underneath the stairwell when they made this grim discovery. Now, work was immediately suspended. I think the discovery was actually made on Wednesday evening, and then around 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, the state pathologist, Dr. Margaret Bolster, accompanied by a forensic anthropologist, Dr. Laureen Buckley, they attended the scene. And the remains were examined. It was confirmed that they were human remains. And then they were very carefully brought out of this area. They left the house in a hearse and were taken to Cork University Hospital. I should also say that before they left the house, Father Bill Birmingham, who's the parish priest in Yall, he said prayers and said that the entire Yall community were keeping the individual and their family in their thoughts and prayers. Now, those remains are undergoing a detailed examination at CUH, and Gardaí are working on identification at the moment. They're hoping dental records and DNA will allow them to confirm the identity of the individual involved. That's a major strand of the investigation. And the other two strands of the investigation is that the search of the property is continuing. So Gardaí are trying to get any type of clues as regards the precise circumstances and timing of when the remains were put at that particular location. And of course, they're also, as you mentioned, Claire, they're also questioning a man in his 50s who was arrested at around 12 o'clock yesterday, just very shortly after Dr. Bolster and Dr. Buckley went into the property. He was arrested at a location in Yall, not far from a local hotel.
And you were telling us earlier in the week about all of the equipment that the Gardaí were using to examine the house and the surrounding areas. Do we know, though, Ralph, what led up to that point?
Yeah, I think what appears to have happened, Claire, is that there was utility workers operating in the area over recent days. And I think drains and culverts and underground areas were being examined, not at this site, but at a nearby site. And there was a blockage in a drain, and it appears that material was given to the Gardaí, which raised their suspicions. And on the basis of what they obtained, a plan was formulated to examine this property. And very much in a synchronized manner, the investigation was upgraded. As don't forget, like since Tina vanished in March of 2017, this had been a missing persons investigation. But on Tuesday, quite dramatically, it was confirmed that it was now a murder inquiry. A man in his 50s was arrested. He was questioned and was released without charge then on Wednesday evening. And of course, this property was sealed off and very detailed searches. And now Gardaí are playing their cards very close to their chest, Claire. They're not commenting on matters for operational reasons, but it was clear that the search was very targeted. They focused on an area of the kitchen of the property. They focused on this area of concrete floor and kind of walled up or bricked up area by the stairwell. And they also focused on drains, both inside the house and outside the house by the back garden.
So the dig was happening outside simultaneously then?
Yeah, very much so. What they were doing is they were looking at footpaths, they were looking at drains. There was you had handheld machinery like drills and Kango hammers, which went onto the site on Tuesday. But then you also had much heavier machinery. You'd mini diggers of various sizes were brought onto the site. You had a special machine for clearance of shrubbery and overgrowth in the back garden. You had mobile skips that could basically take out the debris that was being excavated. And in fact, yesterday, I was outside the house, Claire, and it was quite remarkable to see the level of resources that were being devoted to the search. You had a Garda dog specially trained, a cadaver dog basically specially trained to detect the scent of human remains, went onto the property. You also had special breathing gear brought in to assist any of the officers that were looking into the drains and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And there was a second site examined as well.
Yeah, very much so, Claire. The original search warrant, we understand, only covered the Yall property, but information came to the attention of Gardaí that there was another site in just outside the town associated with the individual who had been arrested. So the search warrant was extended and amended to cover that. And this property, which was a lockup, was searched by Gardaí and it was sealed off. And we understand that some machinery, essentially work tools, that type of machinery, was taken from the lockup and is undergoing analysis.
And then you mentioned earlier on that the DNA results will be very important to this investigation. Is there a timeline on when we might hear about those?
We understand that Gardaí were, yesterday I heard that they were hopeful that by late on Thursday night they might know the identity of the individual, but certainly I think that they're hoping that mid-morning, certainly by lunchtime, they'd be very hopeful that they will have the identity of this person confirmed.
Okay, so we might hear more in the coming hour or so, Ralph, about that case. In the meantime, thank you very much once again for joining us. Ralph Regal, Irish Independent Southern correspondent. Now, Reuters are reporting that UNICEF say 447 children have been killed in Gaza, and Reuters add to that that there are reports that this number has already risen. And as you will have no doubt have heard already today, there is panic in Gaza because Israel has said that Gazans should leave the area. There are 1.2 million people there. There's no infrastructure and they can't get out. We're going to hear more about that after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.